be Doug Mullen.
I want to follow up a little bit with what Bruce Taylor said. As Bruce briefly mentioned, this meeting was announced on Friday afternoon before a three-day holiday weekend. We were given two business days to digest this. The 90-page statement, some other material. The weather was bad much of the period between the weekend and now. And many of the people here, I suspect, work regular hours. I imagine that many people couldn't make it for the same reason. 4 days is really unreasonable. I want to go to the main revised statutes. Title 1, General Provisions, Chapter 13, Public Records and Proceedings, Subchapter 1, Freedom of Access, and 406, Public Notice. Public notice shall be given for all public proceedings as defined in Section 402, if these proceedings are a meeting of a body or agency consisting of three or more people. This notice shall be given in ample time to allow public attendance and shall be disseminated in a manner reasonably calculated to notify the general public in the jurisdiction served by the body. I already mentioned in terms of ample time. I don't think it was ample at all. And I think most people would agree. People were used to using the Department of Environmental website for gaining information about these kinds of gatherings. Now, most recently, it was the Board of Environmental Protection's website that it was on. And it was on in what people found to be a very obscure manner at the bottom of the page of agenda items. I conclude that the timing of this meeting fails to adhere to the public notice requirement. And I think it has had an effect on attendance by the public. This is ultimately all about the public. When you get beyond the geologists and the lawmakers and all this and that, it's about us. I want to just add something very quick to an item you mentioned a few minutes ago in comparing mining under bodies of water. When you said that that's what was done with salt mines under Detroit, upstate New York, under cities, out in the water, Lake Erie, whatever. I think that it's not quite right to do a comparison like that. Salt mines do not contain toxic material. No material from a salt mine arrives on the surface. Salt mines are located between impermeable beds of limestone, dolostone, etc. In fact, they're dry. In fact, they're so dry that the old mines are routinely used to store vast amounts of material. I think we really have to be careful here about making comparisons that, even without meaning to, can be disingenuous, can be misleading. And I will leave at this point, except to also say, and I think someone else is going to bring it up, is that by the same token, it is not reasonable to compare the Bald Mountain site with the Eagle Mine site. There are vast differences, which I think someone else will explain. Any feedback on the issue about the timing of this meeting?
Any comment? Thank you.
I gather that There's no evidence of concern here that the timing was correct and proper.
You can present to the board, but don't question the board. If you have a question or comment, make it. Other than that, thank you.
Okay. I guess we leave it at that.